This is the line we say every single day. 6 days a week we say in the morning. Shabbos is in the afternoon. It's a line that's a non-pasuk in the Sea of Pesukim. A line that, looking around the room, I think we've had the chance maybe to discuss with some of you. Some of you think of it as part of davening, some of you think of it as a niggun. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rano l'chavoso. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single weekday morning in Shacharis. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'vavu tzion Shabbos Mincha. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rano l'chavoso. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create us to live a life of purpose. Gave us the opportunity to figure out what that purpose is, if Yilam and Atoam. And how did He do that? He gave us a Torah. He gave us a Torah, which we describe in that sentence in two different ways. The Nasamanu Torah's MS, the Chai Olam, Nata B'Safen. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah of truth, and He planted within us eternal life. Both references to the Torah. We'll talk about that within Gedim Aliyah as well. Chai Olam. So it's a Torah of truth, and it's life. Both descriptions of the Torah are two different facets of the same jewel. It's MS. Truth, that sounds like something that we can analyze intellectually, something to talk about veracity, truth, value, something to think about. Torah's knowledge, Torah's rich, deep, rigorous knowledge, it's Torah's emes, and it's also Chai Olam. At the same time, it's in the mind, and it's much more than only in the mind. Torah's also the way we live. It's a lifetime, and it's a way, it's a lifestyle. So those are the two things that we know Torah gives us. Something that we analyze with our heads, something we seek to know, to master, to figure out how to do it, the skills, the knowledge, the text, that's a way to live. Knowledge and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knowledge and Kirbas Elokim. Sounds like two very important goals. How do we do those? Lofty goals, important goals, pretty daunting. Torah's pretty big. I mean, forget about all the sermons, it's not rich, you know. There's Tanakh and Mishnayos and Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, it's already a fair amount to work on. A lot to know and a lot to live. How are you supposed to do that? What was the Kadosh Baruch Hu expecting of us? Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to give us the Torah in two sections. We all know that the Torah Shebech Zav and Torah Shebech Peh. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote down part of the Torah and that became Chumash, ultimately expanded it to all of Tanakh. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai over the course of 40 years in the desert, He gave him the Chumash, but He also gave him Torah Shebaal Peh. He gave him not only a written Torah, but an oral Torah. He's told that told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's interpretation, there are ideas to understand, and there are tools I'm giving you, the Mishnah Targum, to dig further. He gave him text. You can't just pick up a book and read. The fact that part of such a significant part of Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh, is oral. Oral means it's going to be transmitted from Rebbe to Talmud. There's going to be a chain of transmission. This is described in the opening of Pirkei Avos. That chain of Mesorah, that connection to a Rebbe, is built in to the very beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe Rabbeinu's Rebbe, and ever since then, Jews have been learning from Yuman Rebbeinu. And the chain of Mesorah has moved on, and Torah is meant to be transmitted through a live Rebbe. And a live Rebbe is so critical, and the sense of Mesorah, of being linked into that a chain of thousand years, is so critical for both goals. It's so critical to pick up Torah knowledge, and to pick up the style for acquiring Torah knowledge, understanding and making sense of it all, and putting it into perspective. And it's so critical, not only for the Torah's MS, but the connection to a Rebbe, that being a part of Mesorah is so critical for the Chai Olam Nata B'Safein. To plug into what it means to live Torah. To plug into what it means to come through Torah, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing like a live role model. There's nothing like seeing it in a person. You can read it in books, but it needs to be Torah Shebaal Peh. The knowledge needs to be Torah Shebaal Peh, and the life needs to be Torah Shebaal Peh. So we talk about, when you think about having a Rebbe, you think about, okay, someone's going to teach me. So part one, the Torah Semes. And I think about a relationship with a Rebbe. Interacting with a person, getting to know a person, getting to know people. Rubbing shoulders with people from whom I'll see what living Torah could look like. Now I think a lot of times there's a massive misconception. A lot of times you think that part A, that's a real start with the death. That's sort of your classic Rebbe model. But then we talk about sort of the other half, the other side of the coin, and having a relationship with the Rebbe and sort of the softer aspect. You know, a lot of times you think that must be like some modern concept that someone dreamt up 15 years ago. They're trying to market a yeshiva and say, oh, you know, we have more rebbeim and we can't have a relationship with the Rebbe. And a lot of times it strikes us as sort of a recent idea. It is relevant now. It's a contemporary idea. But it's as old as the hills. I told you a moment ago that mitzvah number 11, and the Rambam's count to 248 positive mitzvahs. Mitzvah number 11 is to learn Torah. But let's go back. So mitzvah number 6. Just a few mitzvahs after, sorry, the four mitzvahs and Munah Nachman Shvarah for that, Hashem and God, mitzvah number 6. Shetzivan lihidadei machatam. And mitzvah the Reisah, the Shvarah, who expects us to stick to the Hamidah. The Zachenimah, spend time with him. V'hasim v'shirasa. Spend time with them outside of the Israel. To have social interactions with the Hamidah. Eat together, drink together, interact professionally, interact in a business context, to overlap your lives with the Hamidah. To have a relationship. That relationship with the Rebbe is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Where does it come from? Because the Torah says, v'vos sipa. More than once the Torah talks, the Parashat Vayikra, about sticking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah speaks of that. Being aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah speaks about caring about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so those begets. Year of Allah. Torah speaks about sticking yourself, attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To make this. So the Tanakh says, how do you attach? Who, what, when, where, how do you attach yourself to God? He's not physical. Who do you attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Tanakh tells us. With double Baha Gabriel, with double Kabbalah, to attach yourself to the Shvara, what that means is not directly through Kabbalah, to attach yourself to Kabbalah. Not in the Bishnevish, that's Mitzvah 11, that's also very important to say, to spend the Torah. But to spend time out of Bishnevish relationship with the Rebbe, it's a Mitzvah Torah. That's the way, and it's fancy, the way the Torah describes it, is that that's your way of attaching yourself to God. By spending quality time with our body, that's remarkable. And Rambam writes explicitly, what's the point? Kadesh Yahweh, one of the Bazet, can take a look later. Mitzvah 6, Mitzvah Sassay 6, and Rambam says for Mitzvahs. Well, the outcome will be, hopefully, he done most of Ma'aseyim, Ulahamin Hadeos Amitios, Midivreya. To pick up healthy Ashtafa, to pick up a lifestyle, attitudes, behaviors, an approach to the array of situations which life presents. So these are both, absolutely, mitzvahs d'oraisa. The connection to Rebbe is the base medrash, learning, studying, the mental piece, the Talmud Torah piece, and the relationship with the Rebbe is absolutely, absolutely authentic, genuine mitzvah d'oraisa. As a matter of fact, before we put the Sefer mitzvahs aside, one more wrinkle is if you indeed turn to mitzvah 11, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that we expect to be sort of cut and dried. What's remarkable is how does the Torah present, phrase, catch the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The study of knowledge, the knowledge of Torah, the Torah's emissaries. He should see, Vanum Lombokhav Masa Torah. Rambam says this mitzvah is to study the wisdom of Torah, who long then to teach it to others. Position of Rambam, there's some other type of graph, that learning, teaching are part of the same mitzvah, it's clear to say for mitzvahs and Mishikara, not for now. But the learning, the studying and teaching Torah, that Rambam said this is called Talmud Torah, we've heard that phrase before. Where does it come from? Where does it appear in the Chumash? You say it every day, twice a day, maybe four times a day. Mishikantam, teach it well, know it clearly, to whom? Where? Well, yeah, yourselves. Time of quotes. This is a phrase, Mech Shalata Tanam, right? Levanecha Eilu Talmidecha. V'chol Makom, Talmidin Kruyim Banu. The Torah chooses to describe the Rebbe Torah relationship even in the base Medrash as a father-son relationship. This is powerful stuff. The Talmud Torah is not meant to just be a bare, dry, static, I deliver information, you receive it. You know, the old joke about the guys who, once upon a time, guys used to bring line up tape recorders in front of unready desk before she started, and then lots of technology progressed, and so on. But someone's in a sketch reporter, you know, all the guys line up their whatever kind of recorders that be through the tape recorders, and they press the play, they press record, they all walk out, and the Rebbe looks around, right, sneaks in, brings in his own, presses play, he walks up there. Up and down. That's not only not the Dafka, that's not even Talmud Torah. Both aspects, mitzvah of transmission of Torah knowledge, Torah's MS, as well as transmission of Torah living, of the attitudes and the behaviors and the approach to life, both are meant to be with Banan Hanging my Talmud through a warm, rich relationship between Rebbe and Talmud. So this is key. This notion of the connection to a Rebbe, as we saw, that built into that kind of overall structured Torah from the outset, the Torah Shadalpeh is a key element. It's a, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Rishinayka Mulu Hanefa. There's a mitzvah of Davka, the connection, the relationship. Okay. So this is key. This is key, and it will enrich your life in so many ways. When it's not just press record and press play, I can, I'll speak both as a Rebbe and as far more experience as a Talmud than personally than as a Rebbe. It is so incredibly enriching. You will gain so much from forging that relationship, from learning Torah and learning Torah living in the context of relationship. You gain so much richness, so much depth in your Torah understanding. Things such a broader, bigger, better perspective, so much more power in the Torah's emes piece, and so much more richness and fulfillment and satisfaction in the living Torah piece, in the Torah as high olam, in Torah as a way of connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And learning becomes, even in the strict Talmud Torah, when there's a connection to Rebbe, you feel like you're part of something larger. It's not just, here I know this stuff, but I'm connected. Probably 80 links between me and Moshe Rabbeinu who's learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai. You're part of a live Mesorah. The Torah's emes is so much richer. And the living life, I think back as a Talmud, to how many decisions I, and more recently we, have made that are richer and deeper because of relationship with the Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, our Rebbe never made our decisions for us, but for things to be framed and couched and to have an appreciation of what the issues are, and to have a sense of confidence that I've spoken this out with my Rebbe, that's incredible. And I think about Baruch Hashem over the last decade and a half or so of conversations I've had with Talmidim. All sorts of things, little and big. Little things about learning and big things about learning, and little things about life and big things about life, and everything is big in a certain level. And I think about conversations I've had with Talmidim who come back years later to continue. We spoke in 12th grade about dating, and now 5 years later, it's Lamaisa. Remember you said that, and let's talk about it. And sometimes there is rough spots in life. Maybe rough spots in a relationship with a parent. But more often, there are rough spots in a relationship with a spouse. There are rough spots medically, financially, and the ability to have a Torah figure in your life that you can talk it through with is life transforming. So that's the concept. That's the goal. That's the target. How do we get there? How do we get there? So I'd like to, over the course of the rest of our time together, focus primarily on two questions. How to choose a Rebbe, and how to build a relationship. Once you've found your target, you have in your sights, so to speak, how do you choose who, and then how do you go about? Let's break it down. This is a nice, idea, in theory. How do you actually make it, get it done? Close maybe for one or two closing thoughts. I would love to take questions if there are time. If we run out of time for questions, I'm around, you're around, and we'll be talking and going forward. How to choose a Rebbe. Now, before you begin, I told you to take two major questions, how to choose and how to build. You might say, come on, I'm in high school. I don't get to choose my Rebbe. What do you think this is? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Every high school is different. But this is, you know, in the long run, you will definitely be choosing and obeying. We'll be talking about them more in the next couple of minutes. But even right now, you might have the opportunity to sort of shift, and as we talk about whom you wish to choose, that might be a conversation to have with parents, but who, you know, if there are options for next year. But beyond that, whose shir you're in and who your Rebbe is are not always the same thing. There may be people who are giving you a shir, and maybe someone else that you're connected with. And that can be, at times, very legitimate. Ideally, there's obviously a confluence. Ideally, that everything is in sync. And who you're getting your Torah Semes from, and who you're getting your Chai Olam from, are one and the same person. But there definitely, everyone has in the life, even in the short term, 11th grade, 12th grade, there are opportunities to seek out particular people, even within your yeshiva, within your high school. And sorry, in the long run, in terms of your bay and post high school, in terms of your, for many, the most impactful Rebbe is a Rebbe you have for decades. For some, that might be a Rebbe you've kept in touch with from yeshiva. For almost everyone, it's the Rav or Rabban in your community. Those are long-term Rebbe and will impact you as adults for decades. Choosing a Rebbe is key. Who are you looking for? What are you looking for? So it goes without saying, choosing a Rebbe, obviously looking for someone who appears to be a Talmud Chacham. Sort of hard to, this whole discussion on how to choose a Rebbe is sort of funny, but how am I supposed to know? He's the Rebbe, right? But, Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem gave you capable minds, and obviously you're looking for someone who appears to be a qualified Talmud Chacham. Obviously you're looking for someone who's interesting. If you fall asleep every time you listen to him, it's not going to work. Obviously someone who presents in an attractive way. But there's a very, very key Gemara Maseches Lakan, Daki Zayin and Aleph, please take a look after it. There were comments on the Pasuk in Malachi. I had a chance to share this with two of you just a couple of weeks ago. Marav Domo Malachi Malachi writes, "Ki sipsei kohen yishmur das v'sori v'akshin v'piu." The Jews will seek out the Torah from this kohen. Kohen may be more sense than Rebbe in general. They'll seek out Torah from why? Ki Malachi Shem Tzvakis. Because this individual, he's like an angel. He's like a Malach Makkavish Baruch. The Gemara Marakon says, pay careful attention to that pasuk. That pasuk, if you're looking for advice on how to choose a Rebbe, for 12th grade, is also a big aspect of the yeshiva choice question. You gotta see. Not only does he know how to learn, but he has a Torah knowledge. His Gemara says, "My Rav Dovah Lomach Shetz Rav Shalomim." If the Rebbe is angelic, seek him out and learn from him. Make him your Rebbe. If he's not, then find someone else. The Rebbe has the Dovah Lomach Shetz Rav. That may mean a lot of different things, but it absolutely certainly means a person with a sterling means. A person who you look up to as a model of refinement of character. Refinement of character in general, and in particular, what the Midah, which the Orphan Sadiq and others see as the crown of Midah's Togos, is that honor. Someone who's humble. Someone who's not pushing himself. Someone who's not out there self-promoting. And that's one of the things that the gained so much. I think by all the different things I've gained for Baruch Hashem, a quarter century after you, a lot in terms of Torah Semes, a lot in terms of being exposed to Rebbe, or such massive Kanyan Rachamim. But one of the most powerful lessons is just to hear, to understand what a Rebbe is. That Rebbe isn't like acting low or like, you know, being something. It's just about being an extraordinary person and treating yourself like an ordinary person. Like if you can just pick up the phone and say, "Hello, this is Marshall Schaffner," and not trying to act, not trying to act. That's my name. That's who I am. I still remember. I am as if I had a hard time. I came to that thing about 12 years ago. This was your Hebrew assistant for the last 12 years. It took me a while to delete the first voicemail that Uber left me. It went something like, "Hello, I come, this is not an Uber call." I'm looking at the phone like, "No, it's not an Uber call." It's not a put on, it's not a show, it's just, he's a person. And he doesn't treat himself like something unusual, exceptional. I'm just a person. That's what they call me on the phone, that's the way. To just find people have no errors. To find a Rebbe who's just a humble, straightforward person. He doesn't put on shows, doesn't just an honor about meals in general. And so critical. That's what Malachi said. That's what comes out loaded. The Malachi teaches. The Rabbi Domalach shows up and he's an angel of meals. He's someone who you would want to craft your own Nidos around. Obviously, everyone has their own personality. And obviously, the goal is not to be a clone of your Rebbe. They say that the Alter Slobodka, who was a very powerful figure as a Rebbe, it's reported, and I think it appears in Tumas HaMusar, that he once gave very, very, very strong Musa to a Talmud of his, who at that point was already a Mashgiach of note on his own in a different yeshiva, and he gave him a dressing gown. He says, you're just trying to create clones of yourself. That's not the goal. Every person is who he is. The goal of a Rebbe is not to make you like him. The goal of a Rebbe is to enable you to be the best you that you are, to bring out your full potential. So the goal is not to be like him, but the goal is to be inspired by his mind. You're seeking out a Rebbe with Talmud Chacham, you're seeking out a Rebbe who's capable of teaching, you're seeking out a Rebbe who's Domel Amal Hashem Tzvakas, a Rebbe who's angelic. Of course, there'll also be just matter of issues of style, and sometimes, you know, he may be great, you may be great, the chemistry may not be there. It goes without saying, but these are really the key elements you're looking for in choosing a Rebbe. One cautionary note I should mention before we move on from choosing to building, and that's perhaps to expand on the Nidos issue, but this takes it to a whole level. It is critical to point out, statistically speaking, very few of you will ever encounter this. Hopefully, with Hashem's help, none of you will encounter this. But a Rebbe who's abusive is stops being a Rebbe the moment you notice that, and you run the other way. It goes without saying if there's physical abuse, Rahman Slam, sexual abuse, or if there's emotional abuse. That's not the Rebbe for you or for anyone else. And that sounds pretty extreme. Unfortunately, it does sometimes, rarely, but sometimes happen. It needs to be said. And more broadly than a Rebbe who's hitting, a Rebbe who's touching someone in a way that makes them feel uncomfortable or worse, there are sort of a broader constellation of just red flags. Even if they don't necessarily imply abuse, but this is definitely the wrong person. Someone who's a Baldaiva. Someone who's a Baldaiva, definitely a Dovah Malchshon Tzvachos. Someone who's overly charismatic, and it's sort of hard to define this, because charisma is great. When it's a little too much, and hopefully you'll notice it when you see it, it's a red flag. Why are you going? A Rebbe whose attitude is that I have the entire MS and only I have the MS and anything that anyone else tells you is checker. Any movement, any individual Rebbe or movement that believes that we have the MS, the whole MS, and no other group of Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs have any of the MS, there's usually a sign that you should find yourself a different place to be. I've heard this from a Schechter many, many times. No one has a monopoly on truth. Not Aguda, not Mizrahi, not Satmar, not Lubavitch. Every circle of Jews who strive to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs do certain things better and certain things less well. And every group, every Jew has his own profile, which nisyonos are more difficult, less difficult. Every group has its profile, which things are more challenging, less challenging. And there's what to be learned from different sorts of people. Of course, you're going to connect yourself to Rebbe. You're going to pick up his mahalach of learning, of life, of tzach, and so forth, or perhaps a group of Rebbeim. Often a healthy situation, maybe you have one primary Rebbe, over time it'll evolve into one primary Rebbe, and a series of other things that come you're connected to. It's a very healthy situation. And of course you'll be plugged in primarily to their shita. But if someone's attitude is always, oh, I'm the only one with the MS, and no one else has any MS, and I have all the MS, that's a red flag that you would probably do well to seek a Rebbe for life elsewhere. That's Shlav A. Who are you looking for? The Shlav Beis, okay. Well, I'd like to build, here's someone I'd love to connect myself to. Well, this magical build a relationship with a Rebbe. So how does it happen? Give me the step by step. Step one, step two, step three. Where's the DIY on building a relationship with a Rebbe? So I would say there are a couple of pieces to it. There's the learning piece, and then there's the high elements. And let me speak briefly about sort of building relationship with Rebbe in learning. I'll just talk one or two things, and we'll focus on, I think, what's more the key point here, which is the building the Chaya Olam relationship with the Rebbe. Two things I would say in terms of building a learning relationship with the Rebbe, or to put it differently, two things to think about in terms of maximizing what you can learn from a Rebbe, particularly specifically in high school. There's an attitude piece. And in high school and beyond, I think there's a key chazara piece. The attitude piece, I think, is absolutely critical. The guys are beginning to think about the excitement of Kollel, and not just sort of the razzle-dazzle excitement, but the amazing opportunities, the substantive excitement. There's so much, and I'm engaged in learning, I'm loving learning, and perhaps it's early in the summer yet, you begin to think about how we do this afterwards. So there's a lot to do in terms, a lot to think about, and that's a sort of a conversation more for later on in the summer, in terms of, you know, Kabbalah, some pieces to add in different modules, or sort of things you can add to your year for next year. But it's so critical, there's an attitude piece that's so important. Because if you have this, if you have the blessing of knowing that you're going to be in Yeshiva High School this coming year, so sometimes guys get so caught up in, like, I need to have, like, my Kollel alert, like, now I'm actually enjoying learning, so I need to have sort of the extra Mishnah, extra sex, that, which are very important. But don't forget, you also have the blessing of several hours of Talmud Torah in your lap every single day in the course of Gemara with the Rebbe, Chumash with the Rebbe, Halakha with the Rebbe. But so often we sort of walk into high school with a high schoolish attitude. Like, oh, this is school. Sometimes a change of attitude without changing facts on the ground can make all the difference. To walk in and say, I have an opportunity to learn. There's a Rebbe here. There's an opportunity to learn. Just walking into school with a non-school attitude just added hours of Talmud Torah to your day every single day. That's one key piece in terms of maximizing your Talmud Torah with your Rebbe in the coming year. The other key piece for next year and beyond, a pro tip, there's a lot, obviously, a lot of things are obvious in terms of showing up and, you know, asking questions and taking notes and so on and so forth, paying attention, make sure you get enough sleep. But here's one pro tip for next year and beyond. You will vastly multiply the impact of most keen shiurim that you will go to if you take the advice that Rabbi Simon gave to me many years ago when I started my parashah, which is take out the time to chaza, and specifically to chaza inside. You may not have time to see everything inside, but think about what were the key maravachos. There was a Gemara, there was a Tosis, there was a Rambam, there was a Rashba, there was a Pasuk, there was a Rashi, a Chumash. Particularly in a situation in Ian Shiur, you saw it before, you had some everything, you saw it before. Great. Now don't just look over your notes afterwards. See that Gemara again, inside, ideally within the day or two. Take a look inside at the Rambam and notice what you didn't notice before. In doing that over time, you'll begin to see what was that you didn't see before. You'll begin to develop the eyes to see it on your own. We have Baruch Hashem another 4 minutes, which is perfect for us to talk about the other aspect of building a relationship. Moving from how you can maximize the Talmud Torah to how you can build the Chaya Olam relationship. The summer day becomes more natural, the summer day may require more hishtatlus on your own. Every Rebbe has his own personality. You need to do, if you want to make it happen, it's on you. Your Rebbe wants it to happen probably even more than you do. Gemara tells us in the Sefer Tzachim, more than the Yosef Asher Egel wrote to Lino, Kapor wrote to Lahavi. The Rebbe wants to give even more than you're looking to receive. Trust me, you're not being a nudnik, but you need to make it happen. How are you going to make it happen? Look for opportunities to strike up the conversation. And you may need to prep for this. Just like you need a big Talmud Chacham, prepare yourself for something to talk about. Talk with the Rebbe. Prepare yourself. It may be questions in learning. It may be questions about life. But prep for the opportunity. Seek an opportunity. Sit down for a conversation. It's well worth it. Obviously, don't be a nudnik. Obviously, ask if the time was okay. Use your sefer. Yosef Masha Ego rotzadino, kapara rotzani. Take the first step, reach out, and if your Rebbe wants to be Rebbe, he will be more than glad to make it happen. And then maintain it. Reach out. I can't tell you as a Rebbe how much now. I can't tell you as a Talmud how meaningful it has been for me to stay in touch with my Rebbeim. I had it easy because I'm still in Rosh Hashanah, right? And I can't tell you as a Talmud, as a Rebbe, what nachas, how much pleasure I have from Talmidim reaching out beyond their official year of my shiur. It's of inestimable value for you and for him. But you have to make it happen and find opportunities to make it. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic, doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just find opportunities to talk. To talk about Torah, to talk about life, whatever it is. I mentioned before, this is sort of a long-term concept, that for most of us, the most significant Rebbe choice will be the opportunity, the decision about where you're going to live when you're married. And it's one of the most significant decisions you will make. Doesn't rank up there quite with whom you'll marry, but it's pretty close. Where you're going to live will impact you, your own ruchnius, your wife's ruchnius, and your children in very significant ways. And this is something to think about for long term. But these are not just long term questions, and the questions for now as well. I spoke about the nachas you'll get from this relationship, the nachas your Rebbe will get from this relationship, more than you realize. And a thank you to him will mean far more than you can imagine. And together, hopefully, by seeking out both the Torah's Emes and the Chaye Olam, through connection to a Rebbe and through connection to the soul, we hopefully will succeed in giving nachas ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is our ultimate goal. I want to thank you so much. You've been remarkably quiet, which either means you've been polite or hasn't been that exciting. I will be more than glad to take some questions now. We still have a couple minutes. And I'll be glad to take questions later. Do we have a couple minutes? We need to run. Okay. If there are two questions, I'm glad to take them. And I would love to take questions in the next 4 weeks and beyond. Yeah.
So what's the honest choice of Rebbe? What do we mean to be like sort of blindly follow the Rebbe and stuff like everything?
Yeah. You should not. You absolutely should not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a brain, which means he expects you to use it. Obviously, and there's a balancing act to be kept here, because obviously Rebbe is far more comfortable than Torah, and you're looking for the shape by it. But at the same time, you have to use your mind. If something doesn't sound right, something doesn't seem right, the other Baruch Hashem lo amin, the other Kamech Chamin, reach out to other people and make sure you're making wise decisions. I will say thank you so much. I look forward to continuing the conversation.